Anyway, whatever. Let's go. Let's do it.
I wish we had the funding that people think that we have. I'd live much better.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh my god, do you imagine like not renting?
Oh man.
Imagine owning a place.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. We'd have windows in our office. That'd be cool. Yeah.
So actually, to be fair, we have upgraded our office.
Yeah, that's true.
Very nice. It has a window that looks into another office, and that office has a window.
Yeah. So we're only 2 degrees of separation from the outside in terms of window.
It probably explains a lot about us.
Yeah, that's why we're so depressed.
it's laughter of sadness.
Yeah, that and Greg Hunt.
Well, yeah, exactly. All right,
so,
but on donations, it's weird. So,
by the way, sorry to interrupt. Have we mentioned that this is the first video version of the podcast?
No.
Okay, to anyone listening, go to Facebook and YouTube, subscribe, because now we're on video.
Or don't.
Do whatever
you
want.
Just listen to it in the background while you do dishes or whatever it is you do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so fundraising and like donations. It's odd because, you know, this organization has been going for 3 years now on vaping policy. And the accusation always gets thrown around. It's like, why won't you disclose all of your donors? And it's like, well, okay, so first of all, a lot of people make private donations.
Correct. Which is illegal for us to just release.
Yeah, so, you know, privacy is a thing in Australia.
Yeah.
But on the occasion where a vape vendor is happy to make a public donation, we fully disclose it, and yet we still get it. So it's like, you know, the other day, Dinner Lady donated $15,000, which is a huge stack of money for us. So thank you. And, you know, we tweeted out, put it out there, and it's like, that's happened numerous times, and yet the pushback is, they don't disclose their funding. It's like, what?
It's right,
like,
here.
What do you want me to do? Like, what more do you want me to, like, count the money with the person and be like, here's their driver's license.
Correct.
They are a real person.
Here's a picture of him giving me the check. The thing is, it will never be enough because they don't like what we're doing.
It's not actually about the issue.
Correct.
And it's not about whether or not we disclose funding. Mm. It's about discrediting us in ways, because they can't discredit vaping. They can't discredit the evidence. They can't discredit how many people it's helped.
Mm-hmm.
So they attack the player.
They attack the person.
Yeah, they attack the person.
Like, you're going to really trust the word of this guy who doesn't even disclose his funding from Big Tobacco, which we don't know if he has, because
he
hasn't disclosed it. But, you know.
Yeah. it's like, oh, okay, but his who donates to me.
Yeah.
Emily's just walking past trying to be quiet. It's fine. It's the vaping podcast. We're just chill.
Stealth achieved.
I didn't even see her.
Yeah.
It's just that good.
Oh my god.
That was like the cutest way of trying to be too
click, click, click.
Fuck.
Oh man. So the TGA is back.
Yeah, back with the bench. Well, it's hard though, because these fucking bureaucracies, everything's like clouded in like 8 layers of secrecy, so you can't actually have any insight into what's happening until it just gets announced.
Sure.
And then they create fake consultation periods and stuff. So we know 23rd, they're releasing something. It's probably going to have to do with vaping. We know what the TGA is like on vaping.
Yeah, correct.
So it ain't going to be good.
Mm.
I don't want to scare the shit out of the community at this stage. I don't want to be saying like, it's going to be flavor bans or it's going to be this, that, and the other. It could be.
Yeah.
It may, on the off chance, be just a random bureaucratic update of some wording that doesn't actually have a huge effect.
Sure.
I don't want to scare everyone until we know exactly what's fucking happening. Mm. That being said, though, just because we're waiting till the 23rd doesn't mean we're just sitting on our asses shitposting on a podcast.
Yeah.
Although
we are doing that.
We are doing that now. But before that, we weren't doing that until we did it.
Yes. So we are doing that, but not
but
just that.
Aren't.
But we are.
Yeah.
This has been legalized vaping.
You're in safe hands. I suspect there's going to be some dodginess. I mean, the TGA on vaping is just fucking insane.
Yeah.
And they create this false premise where they say, well, no one's made an application to the Therapeutic Goods Administration on vaping, and that's why it's not legal. Well, like, huge companies have.
Okay.
Philip Morris made an application with their shitty warm cigarette thing, the IQOS.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's heat not burn?
Yeah, it's heat not burn. And look, at the end of the day, whatever. It's less harmful than cigarettes. Yeah. It should probably be legal.
Yeah.
The argument we made was if you legalize this product and don't legalize the rest of vaping products, then you're actually giving a tobacco company a market share that they shouldn't have.
Correct.
So you either legalize all of them or none of them.
Mm.
But that got knocked back. Yeah. So what chance does, you know, Vapor Power is a great company.
Yeah.
They got a few stores around the country. Mm-hmm. What chance do they have to go through a TGA process? And in addition, why should they? They're not making therapeutic claims. They're not saying like this will cure your acne.
Yeah.
They're just saying like, hey, so this is, you know, better than a cigarette.
Yeah.
Doesn't taste like fucking burning garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we know based on the evidence that it's not as harmful.
Yes.
That's it. They're not being like, oh, and, you know, it's really good for eczema.
No, that's correct. But then also, I mean, under a certain model, an organization like Vapor Power would need to submit several every single flavor.
Yeah,
for every
so your average vape shop has maybe 50 different flavors, maybe more, depending on the size of the shop.
Yep.
And then if nicotine were legal here, or if they were trying to get nicotine legal here, your nicotine in vaping products comes in different concentrations. So it can be as little as 1.5 milligrams, 3 milligrams, 6, 9, all the way up.
Yeah.
So as it currently stands, I run vape shop.
Yeah.
And I have, let's say I have 5 flavors.
Right. Which and is then, very low.
Yeah, which is very low. Let's just, I only have 5 flavors.
Yeah.
And I have 5 different nicotine concentration levels that I want to get through.
Mm.
Well, that's 25 applications because I have to make one. So I've got a mango flavor vape.
Right.
That's one application.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have 5 nicotine concentrations
right
on top of that.
Yeah.
And then I need to do that across all 5 flavors.
And how much does an average...
Anywhere between $50,000 to $300,000 or more. It's a very wide ballpark.
Yeah. Well, let's say it's $50,000. It's what's $1.2 million
that
you have to invest. So, does everyone have that money, that type of money?
Tobacco companies do.
They do, exactly.
Yeah, so small business vape shop run by, you know, mad lads that just want to help people quit smoking and, you know, pay for their livelihoods.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be able to afford that. But big tobacco giants and multinational pharmaceutical companies that don't give a fuck about anyone... Well, they'll be able to get through that. So anti-vapers are sitting there creating these regulatory hurdles saying, oh, this is to fight big tobacco.
Yeah.
When the only fucking players in town are tobacco companies and they get over those hurdles. And when you explain it to these fucking hobgoblins, and they are hobgoblins, they're not, they're little treacherous creatures.
Yeah.
When you explain it to these hobgoblins, they completely just ignore it.
Yes. And... I mean, it is pretty ridiculous, right? And I'm guessing the big tobacco companies that are funding you are really angry at you right now because you're getting in the way of them completely cornering the vaping market. They're like, what are we giving you all these millions and millions of dollars for, Brian?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Just, as always, there'll be some fucking idiot watching this who doesn't understand that we're making a joke.
I'm dying for them to try to
hit us on it. I know, but it's just like, they'll be like, you see, this guy... Even though he was clearly joking. So, yeah, like, he's joking.
Yeah. Emily's back.
Hi.
You don't have to walk quiet. It's fine. That's what I never understood. So, I think it was Cancer Council or Quit Victoria. It was like, you supported an application by a tobacco company on their, like, shit tier fucking, you know,
heat
not burn thing. I was like, did you read the submission? My submission literally said that it wasn't a good product. and that if they legalize that and don't legalize other products, that they're giving market share to a company that shouldn't have market share.
Don't confuse people with the facts.
Yeah,
like, why would they do that?
Why would you put words in there?
I think it's funny that you're both the high-paid tobacco lobbyist and the high-paid coal lobbyist. It's interesting. Could I get a raise, please?
Sorry.
I have all these millions of dollars pouring in, and here you are giving me a middle-class wage. What the hell?
Yeah, well, these shoes cost $30, so
you
know.
Goodness, you wealthy son of a gun. Oh man, the seriousness of this podcast has lowered with every new episode. And
well, look, I mean, it's a serious issue, yes. And we're never going to let up the fight. But that doesn't mean that on a podcast, I can't sit back and, you know,
yeah,
have a bit of fun.
Yeah. Well, we're talking to the people that support us directly, because contrary to the hobgoblins who tried to delegitimize us by throwing out vapid, ridiculous, unfounded accusations, we are funded by everyday Australians who have been saved by vaping.
Yep.
And that's why they're motivated.
Yeah, and
to
vape
get,
shops.
Yeah, yeah.
So make sure you support the vape shops that support your fight to legalize vaping.
Mm-hmm.
If you've not already signed up to our campaign, go to legalizevaping.com.au. If you haven't donated, please donate. If you can't afford to donate, but you regularly buy vape juices, consider buying one of our legalized vape juices at a vendor near yours. Just go online or go to your local vape shop. They'll most likely have it.
It's tasty.
Yeah, there's four different flavors of the Vape Force One juice. And separate to that, Frank and Atticus have made their own advocacy juice line for us, which you can find at a vape shop near you as well. It's like a salted caramel donut kind of flavor.
Tasty.
It's fucking delicious.
Mm.
And I think on that note,
we're off.
We're off.
See you later. Thank you very much for listening.
And watching.
Yes.
Or listening. Well, it depends.
All right. Should we try that over again?
No, we're going to do this in really excruciating detail. Thank you for listening. If you only were doing it on an audio podcast like Spotify, although Spotify has video now, but only for Joe Rogan.
Right. So,
if we were on the Joe Rogan podcast, thank you for watching too.
Dan, to stay away from there.
Stay away from the off button. And on that note, I need to now jump on a Zoom call with Pippa Star. So you'll see my interface. You'll see it.
All right. No, that was smooth. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week.